calling customer support. My name is Romeo. May I please have an email address on the account you're calling in about?
S as in Sam, period, T as in Tom, ELLERIA at Outlook.com.
Thank you for that information. May I please have a first and last name on the account?
Stephen Tellaria.
Thank you for that information. I have located the account under propertyrecord.com. How can I help you?
Well, Romeo, when I bought this report, it said it would cost me $1, but now I see you guys billed $24. I'm trying to get an explanation.
Yes, sir. You were charged a dollar deposit for our $23.95 volume discount package, which buys you 25 report credits per month. But if you want, I can cancel the account to prevent all future charges effective immediately. Would you like me to do that?
Yes. And send me an email confirming that, because I just needed the one report. It's very misleading.
I will be more than happy to cancel your account. This prevents all future charges, and I do have a cancellation number available for you. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay.
And it's 387.
Okay.
3884.
Okay.
And that email has been sent. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, but I would recommend that the company be a little more forthcoming about how they're pulling that. It's not your fault because you just work for them, but it is very misleading.
Yes, sir.
I know. You've heard it 100 times, and I understand that. So.
Yes, sir. I do appreciate you. And
all right.
Thank you for calling customer support. No problem.
Bye.